says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs.
And the dogs and me. I don't have any dogs. Hey, this is Kelso, James Kelso, on the Trump Phenomenon Show, which is also the American Freedom Party Report feature with Paul Fromm. And Paul, oh my gosh, I want to talk to you after the show about our South Africa project, because there's big news in this department. Folks, Paul Fromm went on two fact-finding missions to South Africa. Right here on this show, we came up with we realized the need, talking to South African patriots. Nobody was visiting South Africa, but very little help was coming from the rest of the white world. And that's wrong. We recognize that's wrong. So Paul raised his hand, and he volunteered to go to South Africa, a tough mission. He's done it twice, long trips to South Africa.
That's right. And
out of that, we had some great guests. Those guests have also bravely agreed to undertake the tough task of writing chapters for a book. Because one of the things that came up on the show was, well, I asked these people, what book can we check out or buy that will update us on what's going on, what's happening to white folks in South Africa? Folks, there's no such book. And today, still, no such book. There are some excellent books that cover aspects of the white situation, the tragedy going on in South Africa, the emergency. But there's no comprehensive book that's up to date that tells you this is what's happening. So we decided, well, okay, let's send Paul to South Africa, A, and B, let's have him head up a book writing project to get a book out there. And we're going to do it, folks. And I've got an update for you, Paul, that I can't fully share on the air with you. But we're going to jump up that schedule on getting the book out. And there's a real distribution opportunity coming up that I'll share with you, and a chance for you to promote the book yourself personally that's coming up. But the let's go to I just wanted to get that out of the way, Paul, before I forget to say
sure.
that.
Call. Just before we leave the topic from the previous caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, of course, there's tremendous agitation for gun control. Teenagers, I think, are being recruited in Florida, and CNN is giving them all sorts of publicity. They're demanding that lawmakers pass anti-gun laws, and that any lawmaker who takes money from the National Rifle Association should be boycotted, et cetera, et cetera. And I kept thinking, you know, maybe some of these kids are sincere. Maybe some of them are just tools of other forces. But a prime example, and it was actually brought up on CNN, is Chicago. Chicago has ruthless gun control, and it's about as dangerous as parts of Iraq. And the only answer was, well, yes, but it's right next to a state that doesn't have strict gun laws, Indiana, and the guns come in from there. That's not really much of an answer. I think this incident, as with previous gun tragedies, will once again test us. The enemy is coming right back at us with the, you know, demands for gun control, which has been their goal, you know, since the giddy-up.
Yes, and what was the, you know, something... an interesting point to be made to people that are new to the issue, and young people are by definition, you know, they're new to everything, including the issue of gun control, which older guys like Paul and myself, we've been around the track a few times. One of the stories to share with younger people is, was it Kennesaw, Georgia? Or which town in Georgia? Different towns have voted that gun ownership for their town be mandatory. Now, this hasn't gone very far because the left freaks out so hugely about it, but it's great to make a point. some city councils and towns have said, we require that every able-bodied adult, I don't know if it's male or just every able-bodied adult, have a gun. And the point is just the one Paul made. It's the counter to the Chicago story. When you have a gun-free zone, criminals know, hey, nobody's going to shoot me because they don't have any guns. I love it. But if you're in a town like Kennesaw or other towns where everybody's got a gun and everybody you see, as far as you know, might have that gun under their shirt or in their jacket or in a speed holster, hey, you're going to be extra polite. You know, that's famous about the Old West. It's kind of a legendary aspect of it, is that everybody was pretty polite to each other, because if you weren't, hey, the other guy had a gun. So it was yes, sir, no, sir, and thank you, sir. And the that's guns don't. That's the point. Exactly. Guns don't cause crimes. Criminals do. And also another thing that, you know, those of us that have been around the track a few times have learned is that when guns are outlawed, only outlaws have guns.
Right. And they're old slogans, but they're filled with wisdom. You know, if gun control reduced crime, Chicago would be as safe as a sanctuary city, but as a gated community or small town. Prairie town, but it's not. Why? Because it's not restrictions on law-abiding and honest people that prevents crime. It's dealing with criminals, and the fact is there are a lot of criminals, and they don't give a flip about a law. I mean, if you're going to mug somebody or murder somebody or deal drugs or steal drugs, you're not going to worry about a little thing like, yeah, but I don't have a registered gun. I'd better do it with my bare fists. No. Yeah, you know, if you're going to break the law on serious things, you're not going to allow a little thing like gun laws deter you.
Yes. And folks, and then another, you know, recent incident to which we can refer is that the shooting in the church, where a guy walked into a church, a crazed individual walked into a church and started shooting the people in the pews. What stopped that crime? A guy across the street didn't even have his shoes on, barefoot, had to get his gun out of the safe. That slowed him down. And by the way, that cost a few people their lives, that he had to have his gun so locked up.
Yep.
But he got his gun out of his safe, ran across the street to the front door of the church. He could hear shooting inside, and he was going, oh, God, somebody just died. He had to come around that corner and present himself as a target and start blasting that guy. And you know, natural thing to do, to wait a couple seconds or even 1 second, but it might have cost somebody their life. And that brings up the point that guy did bravely, barefoot, come around the corner, present himself. He hit the guy. And what did the guy do? He winged him, or he hit him. He threw down his, you know, gun, ran to his car, and fled. And this guy then commandeered a car, waved somebody down, said, let's go get him. They jumped in there, and they chased him at 100 miles an hour, ran him off the road, or he ran off the road, probably from his injury, his wound, and died right there. No law enforcement involved anywhere. And what does that bring up, folks? Another adage from us old guys about gun control, which is, this is one worth remembering. When life or death is a matter of seconds, the police are only minutes away. Think about that one. And so what do you need if life or death is a matter of seconds? You need something right now. You need a security guard in the hallway at the school who's packing.
That's right.
And when this insane person, probably on Ritalin or one of these school-issued drugs, and that's, you know, another part of the story. What's wrong here, folks? Would this guy be shooting if he weren't hopped up on these mind-altering drugs that are administered like candy at our schools? And a common denominator of these shooters, you know, when you investigate it, you can see it in their eyes, actually. Look at the eyes of this shooter in this latest thing. That guy's That guy is bonkers. I mean, if you see a guy like that, you know, you go across the street. And that's part of the story here. Is why do we have these shootings in our schools? Let's see. What changed? Did we used to have guns back in the 1950s? Yeah, we did. Did people, folks, in the 1950s, it was a common thing. A guy drives down the street in his pickup truck. He's got a loaded shotgun racked behind his, in the cab of his pickup. And he leaves it there when he goes into the store. And we didn't lock our cars in those days either. That, were people, was everybody being shot up? No. And guess what? Let's see, what else was different about the 1950s? Let's see, when I went to school, did I know of any single person in my entire history from kindergarten to the 12th grade who was administered a drug by the school? Nope. Nope. It was unthinkable. Gee, we didn't act crazy. I wonder why.
One of the talking heads did make an interesting comment, and that was, why do you think biker bars and pawn shops are not regularly robbed? And he answered his own question by saying, because even the dumbest of criminals knows that the people in there are armed and packing, and probably not a good idea to rob such a place. Unlike, of course, unarmed people in states that have strict gun control. In Germany, the population is at the mercy of these Muslim refugees who've been raping German women, murdering some German women. They murdered a 15-year-old school girl just the other week. But you have an unarmed population. Gun control serves only two interests, actually, totalitarian states and the criminals.
Yes. Now, we've kept David in Massachusetts waiting. David, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, James.
Hi.
Hey, James. I was off the air for a while, but did anyone call in and tell you who that sniper was that blew Vicky's brains out?
I can't remember the name. What is it?
Yeah. He was a Jap sniper. His name was Lon Horiuchi.
Horiuchi. Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking thinking Hirohito. Yeah. Not Hirohito. It's not Hirohito. Horiuchi. Yeah. And that guy, the interesting twist, I'll let you tell the story, David. Was Horiuchi ever punished?
No. No, I think he was promoted. And of course, isn't it disgraceful that a Jap sniper, like those soapy Jap snipers over in Iwo Jima and Okinawa that blew the brains out of so many of our GIs in World War II, isn't it disgusting that in this country that they'll allow a filthy Jap sniper to blow out the brains of the all-American girl like Vicky Weaver and her baby Alicia Bo?
Well, and David, yeah. let's just... Okay, also in Waco. Okay, Horiuchi. But David, but David, let's put this in here because I'll tell you, things change, times change. It's not 1941. It's not December 7th right now, and it's not the Bataan March. You know, and all of that was in fact horrendous. However, I don't want to use the word on the show here. You know, Jap or the word filthy. Since it is 2018, and our relationship with the Japanese people right now is wonderful. And the Japanese people, I want to praise them on this show, and I have taken many opportunities to do it, because, David, what they're doing with their now wonderful nation is exactly what we should be doing. The Japanese are insisting on keeping Japan Japanese. And they're doing it the right way. They're being much wiser than we are. And so I don't feel superior to them. I don't think we're running our nation in a way superior to our Japanese. Now, brothers, they are our brothers because they are running a nation state that is dedicated to the proposition, this is Japan, we're Japanese, and we're going to stay that way. What do you say to that, David? David, are you there? We may have lost David. Okay, David's gone. But the I don't want to. You know, when we've got brothers, and Paul, your thought on this? Yeah, I know you've been to Japan. You know, and they are really doing a better job than we are, wouldn't you say?
Oh, in terms of immigration, absolutely. And they don't buy into multiculturalism or diversity. They're very impressed, or used to be, with Western culture and American culture. They're happy to borrow and to adapt. And you know, they respect the tremendous achievements of European society, culture, and economies. But they don't want to give that up, and they don't want to have hordes of radically different people and cultures in Japan, and pretend they're all equal. That's the big delusion of multiculturalism.
Yes, and a remarkable thing also about the Japanese. I really have to extend my admiration to them. They took quite a beating. They administered quite a beating in World War II, and horrible things were done, especially to the Chinese. By Japanese armed forces, but Nagasaki and Hiroshima were pretty bad. This is something I didn't know, Paul. The firebombing of Tokyo was worse.
Yes, and I attended a memorial for the 400,000 to 500,000 people, Germans, who were incinerated in Dresden February 13th and 14th, 1945. Just a heartbreaking war crime. This was a civilian population. The bombing of civilians violated the Hague Convention of 1907. This was not a military target. It was not manufacturing. It was a beautiful cultural city decimated. But the figure between 400,000 and 500,000 is nearly three times the death toll in Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Yes, and something I didn't know. I was researching Hiroshima and Nagasaki, folks. In relation to North Korea having a nuke on top of a missile, and what can happen with a nuke in a city, and I learned that in the weeks before Nagasaki and Hiroshima, our B-29 forces, and my dad was in the Air Force in World War II, and he was a pilot actually of a B-17, did not bomb in the war. Fortunately, the war ended, and actually, I guess those bombs actually ended it sooner, but which enabled me to be born in 1948. Since those guys who flew in those bombers had a 50% chance of dying, boy, that was not a good. That was like being in the submarine service. But the more people were killed in the firebombing of Tokyo. But let me get on to my point of my admiration for the Japanese people now today. In spite of that, you would think, well, they could really harbor a grudge or, you know, be bitter or whatever. And instead, their reaction is really adult reaction, which is they appreciate our culture. Paul mentioned this, and I'll give you an example, a surprising example of that. I'm very involved with music, and to me, the greatest piece of music ever composed is Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, which includes the great choral element. And the other, my second greatest piece of music of all time is Beethoven's Choral Fantasy, which includes a chorus and the addition of a piano part. These two are the greatest pieces of music ever composed, ever. And guess who stages more full performances of these big works that require a full chorus and a whole orchestra and a piano soloist in one of them? Guess where more of these works are staged than anywhere else in the world? Is it Germany? No. Is it America? No. Is it anywhere in Europe? No. It's Japan. Yes, Japan. They so admire these two greatest pieces of music that the Japanese people perform it more than we do. We'll be right back with another segment. Stay tuned, folks, and we'll get to more calls.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Carolina hanging on the line. And before we go to you, Alan, I mentioned that the Japanese, and I'm giving a little salute here to our Japanese brothers and sisters, really, in being nationalists and being proud of their nation and their people. They know it. Can it be done? You know, people in our cause, all of us here in this audience, we all actually share this cause. It's why you're listening to this show. It's why you listen to this network. You're not all members of the same group or something, but we are all brothers and sisters in what we believe in, and we believe in our people. And is this a fairy tale? Is this an impossibility? Paul, I like to point out two things to people when they start thinking hopelessly that we can't achieve it. One, I like to point out how recently in the past we had already achieved it. In my youth, in Paul's youth, what we're striving for had already been achieved. The America that Donald Trump wants to make great again was, think about that phrase, it was once great. And not during the War of 1812, no. Not during the Mexican-American War, no. During my youth and Paul's youth, America was a great place. We just failed to preserve it.
That's right. Yeah.
And the other thing, so it's easily achieved, folks, because people, you younger people, us older guys are telling you, we lived in the world we're trying to persuade all of us to rebuild. We lived in it. It's not a fantasy. We grew up in it. And then the other point I like to make is this. I don't even have to look into the past. Right now, at this moment, with every beat of your heart, the Japanese live in a nationalist state. It's a state, it's a nation, it's a country, it's a family of Japanese people. And folks, I assure you, 1,000 years from today, if we don't blow ourselves all up, 1,000 years from today, the Japanese will be the Japanese. And in fact, even if we do blow ourselves up, I'm going to get more expansive on this. Even if we had a world nuclear war, the Japan will still be Japanese. Whatever's left will recover. They'll pick up the pieces. They'll rise from the smoke like they did from Hiroshima and Nagasaki and the Tokyo firebombing. And they'll say, we're Japanese and we're proud to be Japanese. And we're going to do whatever it takes to stay that way. So, folks, can we do it? Absolutely, we can. The Japanese nation, I forget the exact number. Is it 100 million or 120 million?
About 130 million.
130 million. So it's a nation even comparable in size to us. It's a third the size of this country in population. And they do all of that in an area smaller than California, with almost no natural resources. A lot of rocky mountainous area, terrible farmland, no coal, no oil, no iron. What do they have? They have only one resource, the Japanese people. That's it. Cold water, terrible climate, nasty neighbors. historically, anyway. So they haven't had it easy in any way. And yet, they're wealthy. They're most importantly, who cares if they're the wealthiest people in the world? Their great wealth is their people, infinitely valuable wealth. And they are the people. I'm going to surprise you a little. I'm going to play a little bit music here. Now, the Japanese do a very good job of playing this, and I love their performances. But who does the best at performing Beethoven? The Berlin Philharmonic. They are.
I thought it was the Beatles with Roll Over Beethoven.
Here's the Berlin Philharmonic. Choral Fantasy. That text, written at the direction of Beethoven himself, that's his text. What those folks were singing was among the things you just heard then. We've got a little break here. We'll come back. Don't give up on us, Alan. We'll be right back.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stopped. Hey, what's that sound?
And I guess I'm on a kind of a Japan and Beethoven jag here, folks. Alan in South Carolina, I know I'm keeping you waiting, sir. We are such a great listener. Let me just go on for just a moment more, because it makes a point. It's really the point that this whole show is about. For me, the purpose of this show is to strengthen our feeling as Europeans that we're a family. Period. I'll give you a funny element later in the show. Guaranteed. Full stop. Let me give you that. I'll have Obama say that for us. Guaranteed full stop in a completely other context. But to cement the fact that we're a family, to get us to feel, to think like the Japanese. and who, of course, they value their own civilization, which is wonderful. But it really, in an amazing display of generosity towards us, they admire, they're right. They've got it right. Beethoven is the greatest musical genius who ever strode the face of the earth. And his Choral Fantasy, Opus 80, and his Ninth Symphony are the two greatest pieces of music ever composed in the universe. And if we, you know, they love it so much, I'm just really asking that we love it that much, that we love who we are and what we've created, and that we pledge ourselves to preserving exactly that. We're going to preserve Beethoven and the sensibility that enabled Beethoven to write this. You just heard a little of the Choral Fantasy. Here's this other piece of music. This time, let's go American. This is the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Riccardo Muti, the Italian, great Italian conductor, conducting. Listen to this. What are they singing right there? And folks, if you've ever been in such a performance, if you've ever been in the chorus, my gosh, tears will just spring out of your eyes. I've had the privilege of being the tenor soloist in the four solos, alto, soprano, tenor, and bass. And what they were singing right there, Seid umschlungen Millionen. Be embraced, you millions of white folks. Diesen Kuss der ganzen Welt. This kiss is for the whole world. Bruder, überm Sternenzelt muss ein lieber Vater wohnen. Brothers, above the canopy of stars must dwell a loving father. It's just unbelievable. And that music, that those lyrics were from Friedrich Schiller's Ode to Joy. Let's go now. Keep you waiting no longer, Alan, there in the great state of South Carolina. Are you still there, sir?
Yes, sir, James, but didn't you know that Beethoven was black?
Yes.
Had you forgotten?
Yeah.
Just because that goes to show the waves of propaganda. Schizophrenic propaganda we have to endure year after year after year. It's always something new. But
Alan, we'll get on to your topic in a moment, but just to pause on Beethoven for a moment. Folks, when he wrote those two pieces of music, the Choral Fantasy and certainly the Ninth Symphony later, Beethoven wrote the music when he was stone deaf. He could not hear. In fact, it was worse than he was stone deaf. He died when he was only 57 years old. Paul and I are 69. You know, Paul, we got to get busy achieving stuff here. We got 12 years on Beethoven. He died at 57. And, you know, he did everything with pen and ink and primitive paper. You know, didn't even have printed score paper. Had to draw his own lines on the paper. You know, had to use a chamber pot, you know, in his house. Didn't have electricity. Had to use oil lamps by which to write this great music. Didn't have recording equipment. Had to imagine it all in his head and on his piano. But he was deaf. And it was worse than deaf because he had tinnitus, which means that what he heard all the time was a screeching. He said it was like the sound of somebody, you know, dragging their nails across a chalkboard. He heard that sleeping or awake all of the time. And he said it was the most miserable experience. And yet he wrote the absolutely most beautiful music. How he did it, the point I'm trying to make, folks, is what you have those genes in you. Those Beethoven genes are in you. And the ability to create that kind of beauty is in us. It's born in us. And so it's all there. We have it in us. The Japanese are doing it right now. Paul and my, you know, brothers and sisters were doing it only 50 years ago. So let's start doing it again. Let's make America great again. Alan, it's you're on.
Oh, so you're trying to tell me that Beethoven was a special needs person.
Yes, he was. That's right.
And it reminds me of our friend Belen Bazanya. It's really hard in one of these kind of systems to figure out what group you're a member of. Remember that?
Yeah, Beethoven was a handicapped person, he lived in horrible circumstances. No electricity, no bathroom really. And but go ahead, Alan.
Oh, well, I just wanted to say that a minute ago you all were really on a roll, talking about the features of the lower gastrointestinal tract. And government funding reminded me of a Bob Whitaker story, but I won't take up airtime right now because you moved on to that. I might call you on 5317 and tell you that one later.
Alan, let me say this. Folks, Bob Whitaker, a good friend of Paul Fromm and of myself, now you know, dearly departed Bob Whitaker, what a great career. And he, by the way, he demonstrated he was a highly placed official in the Ronald Reagan administration. And he showed that you can be a patriot and you can be in power. That was the point that Bob Whitaker's whole career made. And he would be so happy today to see the Trump administration, which is the Reagan administration on steroids. Bob Whitaker, this would be the realization of his dreams. But let me add a little twist to this. If you've never heard Bob Whitaker or met Bob Whitaker, let me say this, and Paul will agree. Listening to Alan, I've told Alan this in private calls, Alan in South Carolina could be Bob Whitaker's twin brother. Your voice is identical, Alan. Go ahead.
Oh, well, you've moved on beyond that. So, you know, I wanted to remind you of something about the school shooting and gun control. Have you seen now where they're trying to create another special group? Students who are going to bring this issue to the forefront and put pressure on the Trump administration for more gun control. Have you already seen that?
Yes.
Students, quote unquote, are going to be every mother, son, and daughter of every left-wing radical in the whole country. So they won't be students at all. They'll be family.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's difficult to make a counter demonstration. It's difficult right at this point with, you know, so many people dead to make the point that we, you know, pro-gun people could do a counter rally. I don't think they will because it's just, it's tacky. It's really contemptible that they would actually do a political rally based on the tragic deaths of some children. And, you know, that's the left does this every single time, any kind of a shooting, you know, while the news is just coming out, it's, you know, Pelosi and Feinstein and you name it, Schumer, gun control. They don't even know what the story was. You know, I hope the American people get it how and fortunately it doesn't work. Go ahead, Alan.
Oh, it just looks like to me they're going to try for a replay of the 1960s student radicals, where we had tear gas in the streets and on the college campus, where they just think they can do it that way again. So watch out, you know.
Yeah. Well, Alan, and Paul, don't you agree? Listening to Alan is like listening to our old friend Bob Whitaker.
Yes, there's a real echo.
Yeah. And, of course, Bob Whitaker was a South Carolinian born and bred. living there in Columbia, South Carolina, and very, very proud of that South Carolinian heritage in the Palmetto State. Alan, thank you very much. And you really remind us always, not only in your speech, but it just in your thinking and what you have to say. It's as if Bob Whitaker, you're carrying his torch.
Well, we're all right-wing extremists, radical racists, and so forth here in South Carolina. The whole world knows that.
Oh, words taken right from the mouth of Bob Whitaker. That kind of irony and satire, he's the master at it. You've got the touch, Alan. Maybe it's something in the South Carolina water there.
Well, I don't right. know. The story has something to do with drinking a couple of scotch and sodas, but like I told you, I'll tell you that in private soon.
Well, you see, that's another Bob. Hey, that scotch and soda is another Bob Whitaker story, for sure. All right, thanks, Alan. See you down
thank
the trip.
You. I'll keep listening.
All right, thanks.
Folks,
see you, buddy. Let's see what we can... I'm trying to think of any little loose ends I didn't tie up here. Another story that's coming up this week, and I was trying to find this story for you folks. Susan Rice. Susan Rice, Chuck Grassley, U.S. Senator from Iowa, he has demanded that Susan Rice testify before his House Judiciary Committee after they unearthed her bizarre email to herself. Which really exposes, it really blows the lid off of the fact that Obama knew. Obama was the Don. And people like Susan Rice were the consiglieres in this criminal network that attempted to destroy Donald Trump. And there's a little, but she was expected to testify this week. Is she, folks? I can't find the news item as to when she would testify. I found an item where she refuses to testify. But they've caught her. They have caught her in this email exposing the fact that this goes up to Obama. And I want to play something for you here. I hope I've got it handy. I hope I've got a recording of Obama. Oh, I hope I've got this handy for you. Let me just go through my clips here, see if I have it handy. It's Obama being interviewed by Chris Wallace, the son of Mike Wallace. And for whatever reason, Chris Wallace actually acts like a journalist for a moment. And he asks Obama a question he doesn't want to answer, which is the investigation into Hillary and the emails and all this other stuff that the FBI is involved with. Is this going to be handled professionally? Or is it going to be a political fix? Is it going to be a setup? And Obama, listen to Obama's answer to this. I'll play it several times. I will play it several times if I make sure I've got it all here. Where did that disappear to? It's interesting where the audio goes. I've got it for you. Don't worry, folks. I've got it. I can just plug it in again. And might be Windows, you know. What they say about Windows. Thank you, Bill Gates, with all your contributions to Planned Parenthood. Let's see if I can get it again here. Here we go. And I say that, you know, I do all the engineering and producing here. That's not entirely true because... we got this professional engineering out of Austin with Republic Broadcasting.
...acted by the Justice Department or the FBI, not just in this case, but in any case.
And she will be...
Full stop, period.
And she will be treated no differently.
Guaranteed, full stop.
Okay, now let me do this. This I want this to spread out there as, you know, the kids call it a meme now. Here it is. I want this to be spread out there.
Any case.
And she will be...
Full stop. Period, or the FBI, not just in this case, but in any case.
And she will be...
Full stop, period.
And she will be treated no differently.
Guaranteed, full stop, any case.
And she will be...
Full stop, period.
And she will be treated no differently.
Guaranteed, full stop.
And she will be...
Full stop, period.
And she will be treated no differently.
Guaranteed, full stop. nobody gets treated differently when it comes to...
Guaranteed full stop. Now, folks, here's what happened. Chris Wallace, Obama was really nervous right here because Wallace, probably unknowingly, had nailed Obama. Obama at this point is, in fact, the don of the FBI corruption scandal. He is the one ordering the FBI. The National Enquirer got it right in their current front page headline. Obama and Hillary order FBI to spy on Trump. I'll finish that out in our last segment. Stay tuned.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound mystery.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sunday, two-hour show. Thank you to everybody that's called in. And I want to close with this. Let's go to the top. Let's close with a really ultimate thing. Obama is the head criminal here. and it's now coming out. Susan Rice's mistakes have revealed, have given us a pathway to take this up to Obama, and there are other pathways. Obama has been lying. Obama did, as the National Enquirer says, he did earn himself a trip to prison, which the Enquirer says. The Enquirer says he's going to prison, as is Clinton. And all the people below them, they're going to prison also. They should. He committed the greatest crime of any American president in American history, orchestrating, conniving, lying, cheating in order to deny Donald Trump to try to destroy a candidate in the primaries, destroy that same candidate that he hates. He hates us. You know, we're a-holes, right? According to Lisa, we're a-holes. To destroy that candidate in the election, the general election, when to their shock, Strzok and Page must have been having a heart attack when he won on November 8th. We heard it right here on this show live. After Trump won, they have continued to attempt to destroy Trump with criminality. Let me play this segment. This is Donald. This is Chris Wallace interviewing Obama, and he's caught Obama in the lie, and he's going to go to jail for this. Well, listen to it.
Political grounds, not legal grounds. Can you guarantee to the American people? Can you direct the Justice Department to say Hillary Clinton will be treated as the evidence goes, she will not be in any way protected?
I can guarantee that. And I can guarantee that not because I give Attorney General Lynch a directive. That is institutionally how we have always operated. I do not talk to the Attorney General about pending investigations.
Lie.
I do not talk to FBI directors about pending investigations.
Lie.
We have a strict line and always have maintained it, previous presidents.
Just to button this up.
I guarantee it. I guarantee that there is no political influence in any investigation conducted by the Justice Department or the FBI, not just in this case, but in any case.
And she will be
full stop. Period.
And she will be treated no differently.
Guaranteed. Full stop.
He's pissed there, Paul.
Right.
He's pissed that Wallace is asking. Now, listen, I'm going to play it again. And I hope radio hosts across the country play this segment engineered better than I can do it. I want to hear this over and over again. I want it to become a meme. I don't like the word, but I'll use it.
In any case.
And she will be.
Full stop. Period.
And full stop. Period. He was lying, folks, and he's been caught. Well, and thanks to folks like you, the great Patriot audience out there. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Paul, let's talk after the show. Go on.
Okay.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.